Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Work presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
So shout out to us for picking the Bills in Survivor, and I'm sorry to anyone who had Green Bay, but see ya sick. Turn out the lights. The party's over. We loved it. We danced on your grave. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? With Dable and this team? I gotta see Joe Shane up in the owner's box. Looking with his suit. Looking like he's going for his first communion.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to us there. We are on YouTube, we are on Twitch, and heard on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we've got tons of injury news in the National Football League. And Femi and I are going to go through all the big stories, all the news items, and we're going to tell you what to make of it from a betting and a fantasy perspective. From the Giants starting Dart, Jackson Dart will start on Sunday for the New York Football Giants. Russell Wilson heads to the bench. To what to expect from the 49ers both this week and the rest of the season without star pass rusher Nick Bosa. Tons of huge NFL news items, injury and otherwise. We will get to all of them over the course of today's edition of You Better You Bet. We are also going to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set for what looks to be one of the great college football Saturdays in recent memory. And I know week one was really awesome. This might actually be better. This Saturday is absolutely stacked, absolutely ridiculous, tons of amazing games. There's no way we're getting to all of them today. So we're going to stagger them throughout the week. We're going to have great guests join us throughout the week, breaking down this college football Saturday and college football Friday night. It is going to be amazing. We are going to come out of the chute today on Tuesday with our thoughts on a couple big games this weekend in college football, including the two big ones, Oregon and Penn State and Happy Valley, and Alabama visiting Georgia. Oh, hell yeah. And in the final hour, in the power hour, going to give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports as we come down the stretch of the Major League Baseball regular season. Can Tarik Skubal and the Tigers snap their losing streak when they take on the Cleveland Guardians? Can the New York Mets get back into a wild card spot in the NL? We'll talk about the Mets. We'll get to the Cincinnati Reds. And I'll tell you why I feel like Luis Gil and my New York Yankees are in for a rough one tonight against the Chicago White Sox. All of that will close the show in the final hour in the Power Hour. But we officially begin Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with one of the best Monday Night Football games in recent memory. This game last night kicked ass. I guess if you bet the Ravens, maybe not. But I didn't. I bet the Lions. I'll get to that in a second. But this game was electric last night. If you're a football fan, you love football. You had to love this game last night on Monday night as the Lions go into Baltimore and beat the Ravens 38-30. And we've been saying this a lot this year because I think it's true. And when it's not true, I won't say it. I actually think this scoreline is not indicative of the game that we watched. This was, I want to stop short of saying, a total beatdown from the Lions to the Ravens. It wasn't quite that. But this was a convincing win for Detroit over Baltimore that felt like it deserved to be more than a one score final score, with Detroit going into Baltimore and bludgeoning the Ravens. Just an incredible performance from Dan Campbell and Detroit. And more importantly, an incredible performance by me. Lions plus 4.5. Lions on the money line. I'm back. I'm back, baby. I'm feeling confident headed into Thursday night with the Cardinals and the Seahawks heading into the football weekend. Now, we can leave on the cutting room floor the fact that at the end of the show yesterday, I did a handicap on the prop market for Detroit, and I gave like 5 pieces of information, all of which hit and went over in the game. And the one bet that I gave out was Jameson Williams over 48.5 receiving yards. Had 43 on the first drive and then didn't catch another pass. So the prop king, I mean, the prop king is currently locked in thy royal bedroom as the denizens of the prop kingdom have stormed the castle. Look, at some point we'll be able to marry sides and totals with props, and hopefully they will be in concert and we will all win together and win everything. For now, for a tough start to the season, it's early, baby steps. Side winner last night and a money line winner on the Detroit Lions. And even though I won those bets last night on Detroit, I'm going to be really honest with everybody. The primary, and I felt a lot of emotions last night during the game, and I mean that sincerely. And I'll get to a couple of them as we move along here to open the show. But the main one that I felt last night during the game, even as enthusiastic as I was and how happy I was watching Detroit, like my bet on the Detroit Lions, I love winning my bet. I loved how it played out. The emotion that I felt was shame. I felt like a frickin' idiot. An absolute moron. Like I turned my back on an old friend. Like I have had conviction on something. Strong conviction on something. Absolutely convinced of something. And all it took for that conviction to get shaken, a minor gust of wind. It turns out the roots of my conviction were not as deep as they should have been. A breeze off the pond, knocking me off center, making me feel like a fool, making me feel that I didn't go with my gut and that I turned my back on something that I knew to be accurate. I feel like a joke. because I doubted Dan Campbell. I let this offseason and all the things that happened this offseason get me off Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson leaves to go to Chicago. Aaron Glenn leaves to go to the Jets. Frank Ragnow leaves to go to Cancun. And I'm stuck here thinking, man, you lose both coordinators. You lose, like, the anchor, the heart and soul of this amazing offensive line. The division's gotten better. I don't know if I have faith anymore in the Detroit Lions. What an idiot. What a jackass I am. Because I have spent years on this show on You Better You Bet saying that I think Dan Campbell is one of the, if not the, best coaches in the National Football League. That I'm borderline sexually aroused watching Dan Campbell manage a game. Watching swashbuckling Dan Campbell go forward on fourth downs. Doesn't give a damn about what anyone says, about what anyone thinks. He's got conviction, he believes in his process, and he's going to do it. And win or lose, he's not going to doubt himself. He's the man. And I've said it for years, and I somehow talked myself out of it before the start of this season. Because I'll tell you what, last night, if you watched that game, and you didn't pay any attention to what happened this NFL offseason, and you didn't know that Ben Johnson went to Chicago, you didn't know that Aaron Glenn went to the New York Jets, you would have thought that Ben Johnson was calling the offensive plays and Aaron Glenn was calling the plays on defense. That's how good it was. What a job by John Morton on offense. What a job by Kelvin Shepard on defense. And the offensive play calling in this game by John Morton and Dan Campbell. Because now you see, and I think Ben Johnson's great. This is not to take away from Ben Johnson, who's obviously magnificent. But you know that Dan Campbell absolutely had a hand in all of this. Because it's not like you go from one guy to the other and it just, like, they're exactly the same. It can't be. That's not how things go. Dan Campbell firmly has his imprint on this team. Some of the play calls on offense in this game, like, stirred something inside of me. Made me feel alive. First play of the fourth quarter. Fourth and one for the Lions at the Baltimore 4. Game's tied at 21. You think Dan Campbell's kicking a field goal? Real? You think Campbell's sending out Jake Bates, sending out the field goal unit? Hell no. Instead, we get a play call that had everyone on social media in unison saying, wow. A handoff to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who immediately throws the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs, who scoots into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Unbelievable stuff from John Morton, Dan Campbell, and the Detroit Lions offense. How about, and we'll compare and contrast this with John Harbaugh and his decision-making when we get to the loser Baltimore Ravens. Lions have a 4th and 2. Prior to the David Montgomery touchdown that put them up 38-24 at the end of the game and for all intents and purposes ended the game. 4th and 2. Lions could have punted there and hashtag trusted the defense. No. Dan Campbell's going to do what Dan Campbell does. He's going to go for it on fourth down. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to try and win the game. Coaching to win instead of coaching not to lose. And you get just this sick crosser and you watch it develop as Jameson Williams takes the deep route, and Amon-Ra St. Brown running over the intermediate middle of the field, and Jared Goff drops it in the bucket. Perfect play call, perfect pass, perfect execution, and it broke the Ravens' back, because on the next play, David Montgomery takes it to the house, and no one on the Ravens is interested in tackling David Montgomery on that play. And Jared Goff, after the game, being interviewed by Laura Rutledge of ESPN on the sideline. Rutledge asks Jared Goff about that pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown on that 4th and 2. And Jared Goff says, I wanted to run that play all game. And coach, I don't know if he's referring to Campbell or Morton or both, they waited for the exact perfect moment to call it. And they called it at the perfect time. And Jared Goff made the perfect pass. And the Lions end up winning the football game. And all of it started on the first drive. And, just to take everybody, pull the curtain back a little bit. Like, I bet the Lions last night, right? And I thought they would cover. Like, I even said, it's a small money line bet for me. Would I have been totally shocked if the Ravens won the game by double digits? No. Like, I didn't know this was going to happen last night, or else I would have been way stronger with my take on the game. So, I've got Detroit, right? First drive of the game, Lions receive the ball, and they march right down the field. And you're immediately faced with a 4th-and-3 at the Ravens' 11-yard line. And Troy Aikman, and I don't mean this to be a bash of Troy Aikman, because I'm on record saying, I think the best booth, the best TV booth in the NFL calling games, play-by-play and color guy put together, is Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football for ESPN. I think as a team, they are the gold standard. So this is not a bash of Troy Aikman. But Aikman starts doing his thing, right? He's like, yeah, like we're stuck in like the early to mid-90s here. Well, I don't know if I like this play call. They're coming out to go for it. I like taking the points on the road against a good team. That's what I would do. Dan Campbell knows field goals ain't beating the Ravens in Baltimore. The offense comes out to go for it, and I'm sitting and watching on my couch, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if they're going to convert this. I don't know if they're going to cover. I don't know that the Lions are going to win this game. But I love this call. Because this tells me that Dan Campbell will die on that field trying to get me and everyone that bet the Lions over the finish line. And the Lions do indeed get over the finish line, beating the Baltimore Ravens. On the other side, we will continue to praise Detroit, talk about some potential bets to be made as a result, and get to last night's losers, the Sultans of spreadsheets, the Baltimore Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
St. Brown in motion. Goff for St. Brown. He is there, and he's got it. Touchdown, Detroit.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck with the call last night on ESPN. Unbelievable performance by Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, and the Detroit Lions. After that touchdown, Amon-Ra St. Brown was heard saying some things on an open mic that that would get you in a lot of trouble if you said them out loud. Very funny open mic. Amon-Ra St. Brown not lacking for confidence, if anyone heard what he had to say last night on ESPN. This was an absolute humiliation from the Lions offense to the Ravens defense. And we've seen the Ravens defense. We saw it a couple weeks ago, right? Week one against the Buffalo Bills. We've seen them give up a lot of points. But usually, it doesn't happen like this. This was death by 1,000 paper cuts. The Lions had touchdown drives of 98 yards, an 18-play, 98-yard drive that took up nearly 11 minutes of game time, and then a 7-play, 96-yard touchdown drive. The Lions ran the ball 38 times for 224 yards on the Ravens' front. Jahmyr Gibbs, Sonic, 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery, Knuckles, 2 touchdowns. And the Baltimore Ravens doing the J-O-B like Dr. Robotnik. And it wasn't just offense for the Baltimore Ravens that bludgeoned the Baltimore Ravens. The defense for the Detroit Lions was also magnificent. Now, you might look at the box score and see Lamar Jackson, 21 of 27, 288 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And you would think, like, Lamar must have played pretty well in the game. Like, it's a really good stat line. And to be fair, if you had showed me that stat line prior to the game, said, who do you want to bet in the game, I would have ran over women and children to bet the Baltimore Ravens. So Lamar, 21 of 27, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns. But the most important number for Lamar Jackson last night, 7. He took 7 sacks last night. 7 at the hands of the Detroit Lions defense. And again, this is where actually watching the games matters. Because you would see that if you woke up this morning, 7 sacks. And think that this was a swarming performance by the Lions defensive front. And that they were beating the brakes off the Ravens offensive linemen. And that Lamar had absolutely no chance in the pocket. And it's really not what happened. What happened is Kelvin Shepard's defensive calls confused the hell out of Lamar Jackson. And the coverage in the back end was so good that these were like all coverage sacks. Like, Lamar's holding onto the ball forever. They flummoxed him. They confused him. This wasn't like he gets the snap and immediately Aiden Hutchinson's in his grill. Or Al-Qadeen Muhammad's driving him into the turf. Marcus Davenport and Brian Branch and the rest of the Lions. Anzalone, 7 sacks. No. This was Lamar gets the ball and he's bouncing around in the pocket. He's doing his happy feet like his ballerina routine because you could tell he's off his game and he's a little nervous, and we'll get to that in a second when we talk about the Baltimore Ravens. And the Lions eventually get to him. Just a virtuoso, a maestro-level game called by Kelvin Shepard on the defensive side of the ball for the Detroit Lions. Just awesome defensive performance by the Lions. And I love me some Dan Campbell. After the game, Dan Campbell at the post-game press conference saying, quote, our best players are also our hardest workers. And that's not fake. You can come to practice and see it. Who needs Ben? Who needs Glenn when you've got Dan the man? Now, there are still some issues with this Lions team. This is not a perfect team, obviously. They got trucked in week one by Green Bay. It's a long-ass season. And every year, we all need to remind ourselves of that. It's a long-ass season. I still think that they will struggle against teams that have an excellent interior defensive line. Enter the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. I can't wait to talk about that game with Femi later in the show. And that was one of the reasons why I really like the Lions in this matchup, because, you know, Madubuke is not playing, and I don't even know if it would have mattered even if he did. Like, the Ravens defense, like, right up the middle, suffers and is not very good. So there will be matchups where I'm not going to like the Lions as much as I did last night. They're not going to roll over every defense like they did to Baltimore. They're not going to have 7 sacks every week. But this was a statement of intent by the Detroit Lions. A big-time statement of intent. That Ben Johnson might be gone, and Aaron Glenn might be gone, but this team ain't going anywhere. As far as the balance of power goes in the NFC, because I think this is like a hot topic for conversation today. Like the Packers lost, the Eagles needed like the blocked field goal at the end against the Rams, and Detroit absolutely dominates Baltimore. Who's the best team in the NFC? You know my take already. Still the Philadelphia Eagles. I still think the Eagles are the best team. And think about what I just said, right? With Detroit, the interior of this offensive line, which was good last night, I'd love to see them do it against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not confident that they would get the job done in that spot. I'll still take the Eagles as number one. I think the Packers are number two. Lions three, Rams four. That's how I would stack up currently the best teams in the National Football Conference. And a bet that I'm thinking about making, haven't made it yet, and BetMGM has this open, it is the NFC to win the Super Bowl over the AFC. NFC minus 115, AFC minus 105. We'll talk about the AFC in a moment and the problems that the top teams in the AFC have. I think the elite teams, like the AFC might have more parity and might have more good teams. I think the top of the NFC is better right now than the top of the AFC. You better you bet on this Tuesday. We do have some breaking news in college football. We will get to it to start next segment. Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman favorite, one of the Heisman favorites, John Mateer, is undergoing thumb surgery. He's going to miss 3 to 4 weeks. This has just come down. The market's getting pulled down everywhere. We will have analysis for you coming up next segment here on the show. John Mateer out like 3 weeks for Oklahoma undergoing thumb surgery. We'll break down the Heisman Trophy market coming up in about 10 minutes here on You Better You Bet. But for right now, let's talk about the losers from last night. The Sultans of spreadsheets, the dominators of DVOA, the excellence of EPA, the Baltimore Ravens. If the games were played on a computer screen, the Ravens would be the eternal 72 Dolphins. They'd never lose. Best roster in football. Best team in the history of the sport per all these metrics. But when it comes down to it, in the critical spot against really good teams, they don't win. They don't win. Now, before I blast them, and I'm going to blast them, I want to be very clear about this. I still think the Ravens are making the playoffs. Even if they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at Arrowhead, which, by the way, 1-2 Baltimore at 1-2 camp, one of those teams will be 1-3 after this week. Even if the Ravens lose to the Chiefs, I think they'll make the playoffs. I'll bet them to make the playoffs if they're 1-3, if they lose the game to Kansas City. They're still a huge favorite to win the AFC North today at 1-2, and a huge favorite, obviously, to make the postseason. The Ravens are still really good. The roster's still really good. Lamar Jackson is still one of the best quarterbacks in the sport. Like, they're not going to miss the playoffs. The train's not going entirely off the track. So I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying the Ravens are bad or they're going to miss the playoffs. They will make the postseason. But that's what I said before the year also. My big take with Baltimore was, I don't trust in a big spot John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, this partnership together. We've seen it too many times that they fail in the big spot. And don't just fail in the big spot. They get tight and they get nervous in the big spot. Now, the stat line for Lamar Jackson last night is good. But did you watch the game? And if you did watch the game, did you, when you looked at Lamar, especially after, you know, after like the like a drive and drive stalls, they have to send out the punting unit, you could feel the nerves. The anxiety is practically dripping, glistening on his skin like sweat. You can see it. And John Harbaugh, and I talked about this after they lost the collapse against Buffalo in week one. He gets this far off look in his eye in these moments, in games like this, where he used to be so confident. And now, when you look at him, and I dare someone to tell me that this isn't like what you think when you watch him. He looks like he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. And he's waiting for his team to yak it away. And he knows it's coming and he's powerless to stop it. Now compare and contrast what Dan Campbell did last night, how aggressive he was last night. Going out there and winning the game. Not leaving it to chance. Not leaving it to the field goal kicker. He wanted to win the damn game. And think about what we said the football Monday after week one when John Harbaugh decided to punt the ball back to Josh Allen. Ridiculous decision, right? How about last night? And I know it's fourth and a decent amount and they're in their own territory. You cannot punt the ball back to Detroit in that spot. With the way that they've not just moved the ball on you, but methodically moved the ball on you. In soul-crushing, back-breaking fashion. Just lining up in the run game. Nothing exotic. Nothing dynamic. They're just going straight at you. Duo. Two guys on one. Pushing them into the second level. Here's David Montgomery. Here's Jahmyr Gibbs. And you can't stop it. You know what they're doing. And they know that you know what they're doing. And you can't stop it. And you give them the ball back. What a joke. How the hell do you do that? Is he coaching to win? Or is he coaching not to lose? And then think about the way that John Harbaugh used to coach for the Baltimore Ravens. He used to go for it all the time. Go for two at the ends of games to win. And he had a couple of those decisions go against him. And I thought it was pretty unlucky. And now he's like the evolved form of Brandon Staley. And he's way better than Brandon Staley, obviously. But Staley let himself get psyched out after that first year with the Chargers by the media and because he went for it on fourth downs and it didn't go his way. And now John Harbaugh's too conservative in the big spots. It's a big problem for the Ravens. Also, Derrick Henry can't stop fumbling. Fumbled again in a monster spot for the Ravens and again cost Baltimore big time. At 28-24, they force a Lions punt, get the ball back. Henry immediately coughs it up. The Lions kick a field goal to go up 31-24. Can Derrick Henry hold on to the football? First ballot Hall of Fame running back? Too much to ask? Feels like it is too much to ask. And then there's this defense. And I said it last night that it was going to be a problem for the Ravens. The interior of the defensive line, the Lions are going to run straight at them, and these linebackers for Baltimore are a problem, both in the run game and in coverage, including Roquan Smith. And you can have this unbelievable secondary, right, with first-round picks and Kyle Hamilton. Wiggins is absolutely awesome. Jaire Alexander, we think, will be back at some point. And when he's right, he's great. Awesome. You can have the best secondary in the world. You can have the Legion of Boom. If you can't stop the run and you can't get pressure on the opposing quarterback, it doesn't matter how good the secondary is. And they got a big problem right now as far as that's concerned. Because they can't get after that ass. They're not getting after the opposing quarterback. And teams that can run the ball, like Buffalo in week one, and last night with the Detroit Lions, are going to have success running the ball on them. And I don't know that they can fix this problem. It's all these investments in young players on the defensive line. How many are stars? Like when Kyle Van Noy doesn't play, it's like a massive deal. Like what year is this? Defense is an issue. Now again, I'm not panicking as far as like the playoffs are concerned. The Ravens are going to win double-digit games. They're going to win the division. Yeah, even if they lose to the Chiefs on Sunday, I still think they're going to win the AFC North. Like, they're going to the postseason. Like, the train's not going off the tracks to that degree. But this is a January conversation with this team. And same thing with Buffalo. Except at least with Buffalo, like I've said before, Buffalo at least gets to the final stage and loses to the final boss. The Ravens don't even get to the final stage to lose to the final boss. Come January, are you going to trust this team? The excellence of EPA. The dominators of DVOA. The sultans of spreadsheets. Lose the game played on the field to great teams. And once again, we say, that's so Raven.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
More You Better You Bet coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet. Bet MGM Network. Make it legendary.
Mateer is a wide open receiver. Touchdown, Isaiah Satania. Busted coverage for Auburn. And a 24-yard score for Satania.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sean McDonald with the call on ESPN. Major breaking news in the world of college football. Femi Abebefe, what do we got as it concerns Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, the Heisman Trophy market, etc.?
Yeah, this is a massive one. John Mateer of Oklahoma suffered a broken bone in his throwing hand, his right hand, and that happened in the first quarter of the Auburn game. This is according to ESPN's Pete Famel. The estimated timeline, Mateer needing surgery, is about a month. And John Mateer right now over at BetMGM is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, plus 700. We discussed this in depth at 340. We're going to get into it some more now, but obviously didn't know this was happening at 340 when we're talking about it with John Mateer. But he's set to have surgery tomorrow in Los Angeles. And right now we're looking about 3 to 4 games missed for the Heisman Trophy favorite, which pretty much knocks him out of this market. You can miss one game, maybe 2 games. You miss 3 or more, you're done for winning the Heisman Trophy. So massive news, which we can talk about from a betting standpoint as well. But John Mateer out for at least a month with hand surgery on his right hand.
And for everyone that's watching and listening to the show live right now, whether you're on YouTube, Twitch, on the radio, wherever, Odyssey app, however you're consuming the show, BetMGM is making it legendary right now by having John Mateer still listed as the Heisman Trophy favorite. I'm on BetMGM right now. Mateer is the favorite right now at plus 700. He's out a month. Oklahoma tweet, this is not like an unconfirmed report. The University of Oklahoma put out a press release with quotes from Brent Venables that Michael Hawkins is going to start and Mateer underwent surgery and he's going to be out like at least 3 games. He's the favorite at BetMGM plus 700. So there has to be a betting opportunity here. Femi, what is that betting opportunity? What should people do right now? Like, don't wait, do it now.
Right now, it's something I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, and it's something I said at 340. Right now, you should be betting USC quarterback Jaden Maiava to win the Heisman Trophy. He's not the only person you should be betting, but that's a guy that you need to bet right now today at 20-1 over at BetMGM. You also need to bet whoever you like, the quarterback in the Alabama-Georgia game. If you have a strong opinion, whether it's Gunnar Stockton or Ty Simpson, I tend to like Maiava more, but whichever your opinion is in that game, there's going to be a winner, and that price is going to drop quite a bit after that game, a marquee game in that 7:30 window. You also need to bet that. I'm not into Drew Aller. I think his stats suck. His team is awesome. I would never bet Aller even with this price, but Dante Moore, if you're bullish on the Oregon Ducks this Saturday, you also need to bet Dante Moore to win the Heisman Trophy over at 12-1. There are guys that you need to be like, these are static numbers right now where we make it legendary. There's a lot of value, but Maiava is the number one guy you need to bet right now today to win the Heisman because he has the best numbers of any quarterback in the country. And now he has a primetime spot Big noon kickoff taking on Illinois, a defense that's just allowed 63 points this past Saturday. Mayava and USC, that offense has been the best in the country. That's a guy at 20-1 that I would be betting and already bet this afternoon. Just happened to be good luck, I guess, or whatever, good fortune that this ended up happening. But Mayava right now is a bet to be made as of this moment.
Drew Aller, 30-1 at BetMGM. Dante Moore, Oregon quarterback at 12. It looks like the new favorite, whenever BetMGM changed, it takes Mateer off the board. The new favorite will be Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback. Femi, in case people are thinking, like, should I bet Fernando Mendoza? Indiana taking on Iowa this weekend. Demolished Illinois, obviously, this weekend. Kurt Cignetti and company. What about Mendoza, the line for Indiana?
I would not bet it. The move has happened. If you bet it last week prior to the game against Illinois, congratulations. You have a great number, and you're kind of in the dance right now to see if you can go ahead and get this one home. I just don't believe that Indiana is as good as what we saw last week. I think that was more about Illinois, to be quite honest. Indiana's going to be a good team, probably win 9, maybe 10 games this season. The win total's around that range. I just think that other guys are going to win this award, even though his numbers are really good. Like, we saw Nathan Rourke's numbers were really good last year as well. Like, we're starting to learn that this Kirk Cignetti offense and what they're doing is really strong, but these quarterbacks, I don't think, are going to get the actual credit because they're marquee games against the Big Ten upper echelons, your Penn States and your Oregons. How do you think those games are going to go? Like, we all love this story, but they're not on that level.
I want to interrupt to say this, Femi, because I'm refreshing it now. So Mendoza is now the favorite at BetMGM. Mateer is still listed and is the second choice on the board. So Mendoza plus 650, Mateer plus 700. So, like, Mateer is zero to win this award in your estimation.
He is a zero. He's an absolute zero. He's going to miss a month. Like, that is an absolute zero to win this award. The next time we see him is probably in November. Buddy, out of mind, out of sight. Like, that's not
Mateer. Mayava is still 20. Ty Simpson of Alabama is still 20. Gunnar Stockton is still 14. Dante Moore is still 12. Drew Aller is still 30. So this is like it's moving, but it's moving at a glacial pace here. Mateer still listed. I'm refreshing again to see where we're at. Yes, John Mateer is still listed. Yeah. Nothing else has changed except for Mendoza being moved to the favorite.
Yeah, that's not right. It's just not right, flat out. Like, these guys that we talked about, those numbers should not be the same. Like, the market should completely be different than what it is. And other sports books have changed their numbers or whatever, so make sure you make it legendary and take advantage of this. But that is just not right. Like, those guys should not be 20-1, 14-1, or whatever, because there's somebody in there taking up 7-1 kind of win probability who literally cannot win the award. It's over for John Mateer. And I'm sorry to anybody who bet him. Like, that's a bad beat, and it sucks. We've all been there before in these awards markets. We were there with Franz Wagner for Most Improved Player, where we're jamming cash outs trying to get money last year in the NBA. It happens. It's unfortunate, but the guy literally cannot win the award. He's a zero and should not be priced as such.
And he's plus 700. He's the second choice. I will refresh one more time here. We'll move on. Yes, Mateer is still listed. So per Femi, whoever the quarterback of the team that you think will win, Oregon and Penn State, Dante Moore is 12, Drew Aller is 30. The quarterback of the team that you think will win, Georgia, Alabama, Ty Simpson, 20 of Alabama, Gunnar Stockton of Georgia is at 14. Femi likes Jaden Mayava, the USC quarterback. He is at 20. As I'll tell you what, man, this is absolutely fascinating, this Heisman Trophy market right now. Jeremiah Smith's at 16. Joey Aguilar of Tennessee at 15.
Nobody's grabbed control. I love Mayava just because we know what Lincoln Riley's background is. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, he produces
Mateer's
Heisman
off
Trophy
the board.
Winners.
Mateer's been pulled by MGM, so he's no longer listed. Well, no, he is listed. He's 20. Now he's 22-1.
we know where these things are supposed to go with USC and Lincoln Riley. Like, Caleb Williams had a strong year. Kyler Murray obviously won the award. Caleb Williams won the award. Baker Mayfield won the award. Is Jaden Mayava those guys? We're going to wait and find out. But so far, statistically, he's them and even more. So I like buying in, especially at the price.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth will join us coming up in 10 minutes. Femi and I will run through NFL injury news next hour as well. It's a good job by Femi breaking down the Heisman Trophy market over at BetMGM. All right. An NFL piece of news that I want to discuss here to end hour number one. The New York Football Giants, my New York Football Giants, did and made official exactly what I told you was going to happen yesterday. When Brian Daboll was non-committal about Russell Wilson remaining the starting quarterback, once he said that we're evaluating everything, there was a 100% chance that Jackson Dart would be named the starter. And that happened earlier today. So Russell Wilson to the bench, Jackson Dart will start for the New York Football Giants on Sunday at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. And there's a million reasons why this is the right move for the Giants. And I've seen some say that, you know, they're rushing Jackson Dart because, you know, Dable wants to save his job and they're going to get booed out of the building if they play Russell Wilson. And I certainly understand that. Like, I understand everyone that thinks, like, maybe they're rushing this a little bit. I get it. But you have to play the kid. Like, you have to. You cannot throw Russell Wilson out there again. You can't play Jameis Winston after you invested first-round capital in Jackson Dart. Like, you don't draft Jackson Dart not to play him when the other quarterbacks aren't going to win you games. So I agree with this. Even if I think Dable and Shane are the worst, and I do, I agree with this decision to play Jackson Dart on Sunday. Now, under the umbrella of you can't make this up, you know, I failed to mention this yesterday in my fury about the Giants, that for the third consecutive year, Graham Gano is hurt entering a game and he's the Giants kicker during the game and he can't kick. For three straight years, this has happened. The Giants signed Younghoe Koo to their practice squad. This is like an SNL routine. Like, it can't. Like, I want someone to come out and tell me, like, when Tom Pelissero hit send on the tweet that Younghoe Koo will be, like, the Giants' new kicker, I want him to then post a video saying, live from New York, it's Saturday night, because it can't be true. And yet it is. So let's talk about the Giants game this Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers with Jackson Dart under center. Now, this is not going to be the same offense that the Giants have been running with Russell Wilson, and it's not going to be the offense that the Giants ran with Daniel Jones the last 3 years prior to this one with Brian Dable. The Giants are going to run like a college gimmicky offense. Like, that's what they're going to do. That's what they did in the preseason. Like, Jackson Dart has been in the NFL for three regular season games. There's no way that the Giants are running like a full-on pro-style offense game one with Jackson Dart. So I think that they're going to cater to his strengths. I think you'll see a lot of RPOs. I think you'll see a lot of quick game, and they'll take advantage of Jackson Dart's arm and his athleticism. This is not going to be a pro-style offense. And I like that. I like that in this matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers. And I said this yesterday, and this has nothing to do with Jackson Dart, as far as this matchup goes. We saw the Chargers' offensive line absolutely fail to protect Justin Herbert this past Sunday against the Denver Broncos. And if the Giants can do one thing at least decently on defense, it's rush the passer. With all these good pass rushers, Thibodeau, Burns, Carter, Sexy Dexy. The point spread of this game prior to the Dart news being announced was Chargers minus 6. BetMGM now has Chargers minus 6.5. I actually think the point spread's a little too big. I don't think the Giants are going to win, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, get over my skis here on the Giants winning the game. But I do think that the Giants defense can impact the Chargers offense. I do think this pass rush can get at Justin Herbert. And let's be crystal clear about something. It's possible that Jackson Dart's going to stink, and that after the game, we're going to say, he's way worse than Russell Wilson. But before the game starts, how can you possibly think that Dart will be as bad as Russell Wilson was on Sunday against the Chiefs? I think the Giants got better at the quarterback position. And that's an indictment on Russell Wilson. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We start the hour talking all things NFL. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.